breathing in air. The fake ain't phony, they're just seeing impaired. Cause you believe what you see or believe what ain't there. The real world is twisted and to me it ain't fair. Cause greedy people seem.
Welcome to the Voices in My Head. The intro and outro music is Western Coast by the High Council. You can check them out on SoundCloud.
Welcome back. You've been enjoying my podcast and YouTube channel. Please hit that like and subscribe button. Really appreciate it. Back with a police accountability episode. This one is crazy. This one will show you what's wrong with our policing community, what's wrong with law enforcement in America. It's the thin blue line, the go along to get along that is within the policing system. I am on foxbaltimore.com. This article is dated October 16, 2023. The headline is, federally indicted Baltimore City Schools police officer promoted while under FBI investigation. And I saw this, I'm like, well, maybe the police department didn't know he was under investigation, or maybe it was something minor, something that really didn't interfere with his policing duties, but sadly, no. So let's get into this. A Project Baltimore investigation has found a Baltimore City Schools police officer received a promotion while he was knowingly under investigation by the FBI. So the school police department knew he was being investigated. Officer Lawrence Smith is now facing federal charges, and the district will not explain why he was promoted despite an active investigation. According to the general orders for Baltimore City School Police, officers are selected for promotion by the chief of school police, who picks them from a list of eligible candidates. But what doesn't make sense to many, including a former federal prosecutor, is why city schools chose to promote Officer Smith this past April. Now, one of the things that the Back to Blue crowd always says is this type of officer is just one bad apple, that we cannot indict all officers because of what one individual does. But there is more than one individual involved. There is at least two individuals. It is Officer Smith, who is being investigated by the FBI. And then there's also the chief of the Baltimore City School Police Department. This chief is also involved because he knowingly selected Officer Smith for promotion, understanding he was under federal investigation. So he or she must be a bad apple also. And when you have the chief, the very top person, a bad apple, you have to wonder how many additional bad apples are underneath the chief, because the officers know, hey, the chief's corrupt, I get to be corrupt also. So let's get back to this. And here's a quote from a retired U.S. attorney for the District of Maryland. Taxpayers should be upset by the kind of mismanagement, said Harvey Eisenberg, a retired assistant U.S. attorney for the District of Maryland. I was astonished that would occur by any publicly funded entity to act so inexcusably. Smith is currently facing 15 felony counts related to alleged tax evasion and fraudulently obtaining more than $215,000 in overtime. Now, tax evasion is questionable. I mean, if that's all he had, okay, maybe he's not being a bad cop. Maybe his accountant made a mistake. Maybe his spouse, his significant other, was filing the taxes and he wasn't really paying attention to it. And I know we're all responsible. We all sign that tax form. If you're married, both husband and wife have to sign it. And a lot of times the innocent spouse gets pulled into the shenanigans of the spouse that actually files the taxes. Then there's also issues where I see, especially during campaigns, where one political candidate will accuse the other political candidate of not paying his taxes. And basically, it's not that they're avoiding paying their taxes, just that they owe a tax bill to the taxing authority. So let's take the IRS. There has been at times in my past where I file my taxes either on April 15th or I get an extension, I file by October 15th, and I end up owing the IRS some money. And let's say it's $5,000. I owe the IRS $5,000. If I am unable to write the IRS a check for $5,000, I can contact the IRS. They will send me a form. I fill it in, how much I can pay every month. I give them my bank account information. I pick a day that they're going to withdraw that money. Now, they charge me, I think, 18-21% interest. It's insane interest. And I may say I can pay $500 a month, and I will do that over roughly 1 year. And then I say I pick the 15th of the month. Every 15th of the month, they take $500 out of my checking account till the bill is paid off. Now, technically, I owe the IRS money. That doesn't mean I am avoiding paying my taxes. Basically, all you really have to do is follow the form. Now, obviously, they still want their money, but you don't have to pay when you follow the forms. And if that's what this was about, is that maybe he was late and he went a couple years without paying, doesn't necessarily mean he's a bad cop. But the $215,000 in overtime we're going to see is he was collecting overtime as a cop. That's where the corruption comes in. So let's get back to this. Harvey Eisenberg used to work for the same office that indicted Smith. Here's a quote from him. That's a stain on the entity to which the person worked, and it's a stain on the confidence that the public should have in its public officials, said Eisenberg. Smith was arrested in September, but his indictment was not a surprise. More than a year ago, in August 2022, Project Baltimore first reported FBI agents were inside North Avenue investigating Smith for payroll irregularities. A few months later, in January 2023, Project Baltimore cross-referenced Smith's overtime forms with his own social media posts. There were multiple occasions where Smith claimed to be working overtime, but was apparently doing something else, like driving a boat on the Chesapeake Bay or coaching football. Social media will catch up with a lot of people. They post on there what they're doing, and it doesn't match what they have told their company. I had an incident where I had somebody, an individual that worked for me, and this individual is managing some contractors. And a contractor had called my direct report and said, I couldn't come in today because we had a bad storm, and there was a bad storm in the area. A tree fell blocking his driveway, and he couldn't get out of his driveway, and he was having someone come over to cut the tree. Okay, those things happen. We do get these crazy storms at times. Trees fall down. You have those. Not a problem. What the contractor didn't realize is that my direct report, the person he was reporting to, were friends on Facebook. And he starts posting he was in Florida at the beach enjoying a nice 3-day weekend. Well, that didn't go over well because no one likes to be lied to. And it was social media came back to bite him. So let's get back to this. Project Baltimore took these findings directly to city schools leadership. So here the leadership, the same leadership that decided to promote him, knew he was falsifying his overtime. Yet just 3 months later, in April, Smith was promoted to corporal. Project Baltimore, through a source inside North Avenue, obtained an email announcing the promotion. The email sent by the chief of police says Smith worked in his former role with distinction. So here, a news organization had pointed out that he was falsifying his overtime. He was basically stealing money from the city of Baltimore. And he is supposedly, according to Back to Blue, he is the only bad apple, and you cannot indict the whole law enforcement community because of one bad apple. But the chief of police obviously is a bad apple, knowing there was corruption, knowing he was lying, knowing he was stealing money to the tune of $215,000, still promoted him. Let's get back to this. Baltimore City Schools knew Lawrence Smith was being investigated by the FBI. By the time of the promotion, agents had already collected his payroll records, and high-ranking officials inside North Avenue were aware of Project Baltimore's reporting, including videos where Smith appeared to be doing other things when his overtime form said he was working. Yet city schools still gave him a promotion saying he performed with distinction. Copied on an internal email announcing Smith's promotion is John Davis. Who is John Davis? He's Baltimore City's chief of school and one of CEO Dr. Sanja Santilli's top officials. So here the Baltimore City's chief of schools police, he's the head of the police department, knew this was going on. If the chief of schools knew Smith was promoted, it seems likely Dr. Santillis would have known, especially since Santillis and Smith know each other. So that's important because if you look down at the picture, the CEO is over the chief of police. So they have Dr. Santillis is over the chief, and you have the two pictures right here. So the article continues, I want to know why Lawrence Smith was given a promotion when the school system knew he was being investigated by the FBI. We had already run our stories when he was on a boat collecting overtime in Michigan, collecting overtime, and the school system still gave him a promotion. We just want an answer as to why. We think taxpayers deserve an answer. You don't? Paps asked Riley. I think you can stand right here, replied Riley, directing the Project Baltimore crew where to stand instead of acknowledging the question. So this is the cover-up. This is the go-along to get-along, the thin blue line. We know the officers are doing bad things, but rather than holding them accountable and demanding honor and integrity from the law enforcement community, they help cover it up. Back to the article, Eisenberg, who's the former prosecutor, told Project Baltimore in his 40-year career, he never saw someone get promoted while under an active and very public FBI investigation. It diminishes the public confidence in at least the city of Baltimore, or specifically the school system, since they took no action whatsoever. Eisenberg told the Project Baltimore. In fact, they took action that actually was the reverse of what they should have done. Yes, instead of just tabling his promotion, they actually gave it to him, which I'm assuming is also a pay raise, and his overtime rate would go up. So if he continued to falsify his overtime, he'd be stealing even more money. It's not just Smith's promotion raising concerns. Smith is accused of collecting more than $200,000 in fraudulent overtime, which the district approved and paid. Who signed off on all these hours and why didn't it raise any flags? Project Baltimore is working to get answers and will keep you posted. Well, I'm thinking it all goes back to the CEO, the top gal, Dr. Sanja Santillis, or the chief school officer, whoever was signing off in his overtime, knew he was doing it and it was part of cover up. I have to wonder if there were some kickbacks. Maybe there was a whole scheme of, hey, I'll kick you back 10 or 15% if you approve my overtime. I don't know. You have to wonder how someone can approve $200,000 of overtime knowing it's not being worked and then still promote him. This is the problem I have with the law enforcement community and the back to below. Now, as I always said, I'm not part of defund the police. I want officers. I want honorable officers. I want officers with high integrity that when they see this, they call it out. They hold their other officers, their fellow officers accountable to a high ethical standard. And we see actually the opposite. They know their officers, fellow officers, are doing something bad and they help cover it up. And this is why I'm not at ever by the one bad apple, because there's not one bad apple. There's one person doing this and there's another 10 turning a blind eye that could easily have reported this or stopped this if they held Officer Smith accountable. And since they didn't, those 10 that turned a blind eye are also bad apples. At least in my opinion, they are. And as I always like to say is this officer, even though he's being charged, he's innocent to proven guilty. It is the FBI's or the Fed's burden of proof to prove everything they are charging him with, that they can prove to a jury beyond a shadow of a doubt that he committed these crimes and actually broke the law. And if they do, then he needs to be punished. So we'll see how this goes. Thanks for listening.
I could run the whole block just from walking the line. Parking is prime, these are the thoughts in my mind. And I'm a straight rider, never stop at a sign. And I'm only slowing down if I'm stopping the sign. Six figures on a check before I'm jotting a line. It goes one for the money, two for the clothes, three for the honeys, and a four for the flows. Five O's and six...